Yeah.
What was it, how'd you get number 600 for yourself? I know you saw if you couldn't get it last week, but get that coming to video tribute too.
Yeah, it was a great feeling, obviously, and you know, happened the same way Steimer got his franchise record. You know, me and the coach seen past the Steimer, so you know, perfect scenario. We've seen those a few times, so yeah, it was great to obviously get that milestone today.
Stamkos guys are at the point, you know, I know it's, how much do you commend to them? You know, I know winning is more important than anything else, but to get that milestone is pretty rare.
Yeah, it's rare in this league for sure, and you know, it's been a heater as of late. You know, it's been kind of crazy, but you know, he's such a great player. He's making some big time plays, and obviously, you know, playing with Cooch obviously helps a lot too. But you know, you still got to get in those positions, and Sammer's been making some unreal plays, you know, all over the ice, not just you know, on the score sheet. So, you know, very well deserved, and you know, I'm so happy for him to reach that milestone.
Win back to back, take a trip to see the president, come in, don't even miss a beat tonight. That's got to be impressive.
Yeah, it was, and you know, a lot of flying the last few days, but. You know, we yesterday was a very special day, obviously, to look back at what we accomplished for two seasons. And, you know, today was back to work, and, you know, we, you know, got the 50 wins, too, as a team. And obviously, very happy with that. And, you know, now it's starting to take shape. Who's going to play next week? So two more games in the regular season, and, you know, then it's go time.
How do you know? You know, good to score four, but you guys really focus on the defensive end, only giving up one. How do you like the process now with just a couple of regular season games up?
No, it's been great. Another game, you know, they didn't give up anything, 5-on-5, and, you know, they made a nice play there on the power play. But, you know, if you keep doing that, you know, you're gonna win more games than you lose. So that's what we're looking for going into the playoffs. So for us, we know, you know, we believe in the process, and, you know, we talk about it a lot, but, you know, this last four games is really pushed us in the right direction of where we want to go, and you know, we just keep building on this and looking forward to the next game.
What's helped your 5-on-5 come together so much in the last couple of games?
No, it's just an effort on all parts, you know, starting, you know, forwards, D, goalie, it's a collective effort, and paying attention to details, you know, managing the puck and not giving up too much, too many odd man rushes. That's where teams are going to get you, and you know, we're playing quickly in the defensive zone and killing plays early and go play on the other side of the rink. That's where we are at our best. But, you know, if we can play quickly in the D zone, that's going to eliminate, you know, scoring chances for opposing teams. So, you know, that's going to bear fruit for us in the long run.
Like you're talking about those plays that he's making the last few games or so. Like, I know you're not surprised about it, but how much does that lift the whole entire team? You see him?
No, I think it gives everyone confidence. You know, see him play the way he's playing, you know, yeah, it gives everyone confidence, it feels like. And guys are making some great plays. We get scoring through all four lines, and, you know, it's been great to see Kuz in the way he is right now. But like I said, we're not surprised. We know what he can do. And, you know, when he's healthy and playing it to the highest level, he's the best player in this league, and, you know, there's no difference tonight.
When you guys are playing on the power play the past four games or so, this is about as good as you guys have felt all year on that side, even maybe going back to, you know, last postseason? You know?
Yeah, the postseason was pretty good too, but no, we have a lot of threats on the power play. We're obviously the best playmaker on the right side, best shooter on the left side, and then you got the bumper in the middle with Pointer and Killer in front. So for us, we have a lot of threats, and we're not, you know, we don't have any set plays per se where we're going to go, you know, whatever is open, we're going to make those plays. So, you know, it's good to have those kind of threats, and, you know, we just look to gain momentum for the team and hopefully score goals.
Thank you.